Grey's Anatomy, season 13, episode 12, None of Your Business. We're talking all about it. Karev is free next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Right. What's up, everybody? It's the Grey's Anatomy After Show. I am your host, Kelly, and there is just two of us tonight. It is me and Lanisha.
Yep. Hey, guys. I'm Lanisha, and if you're looking for me on social media, you can find me at Lanisha underscore 33.
And we had a really jam-packed, great episode tonight, yeah, I thought.
I love this episode.
Karev is free. We find out why, which a lot of people speculated. I know. Yeah. I was reading the comments and stuff on YouTube, and we had the chat roll going last episode, and people were talking about that maybe DeLuca dropped the charges, but then it was the state's charges. Mm-hmm. So then we find out that, yes, all of that was true, mm-hmm. but he was going to change his testimony, which I saw someone on YouTube actually had predicted.
Oh, wow, really?
That he was going to change it and, you know, and not testify. Well, they had suggested he wasn't going to testify, but he actually said he was going to change his story, right. That it was both of their fault, mm-hmm. and he actually started the fight.
Right, yeah.
Which I was surprised about. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, do you think he's in love with Joe? Or do you think that he just feels bad for her?
I think he's starting to fall in love with her. Because at first, I think it was more so, like, he just kind of felt bad for her. Mm-hmm. But now, with everything going on, and I feel like he started to feel closer to her. So, okay. I think he is falling for her. Just like, so, at one part, I don't want to fast forward too much, but when mm-hmm. him and Karev were talking, and he was talking, you know, Joe, she's a strong girl, you know. Right. And Karev is like, well, she can take care of herself. And he's like, but should she have to?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, that showed me, like, okay, I think there's a little something more here with him.
I mean, he definitely is a good guy. We've seen that from him. You know, mm-hmm. he's a sweet guy, and he does just want to help. So maybe it's just kind of that need to rescue.
Yeah, like it could be that too.
You know, with her story, she just really didn't have a male figure she could mm-hmm. count on. And so maybe he wants to show that, you know, not everybody's bad.
Yeah.
And kind of do it for her, even though she's not really, like, seeing it that way. And
right.
To me, she still gets on my nerves with the way that she doesn't like, see anything. Like, all of this.
Oh,
but.
Gosh. I don't know.
But, well, I mean, we'll see where that goes. I think it was interesting that, you know, when she finally finds out that he's not in jail, that she, like, goes over to see him and just hugs him and leaves.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wrote in my notes, I'm like, and they're done. So.
I don't know. There's so much with that, though. I mean, he has to deal with the fact that she's been lying to him and mm-hmm. she's not the person that he thought that she was, mm-hmm. but... You know, if anyone knows about being someone different, it's him.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think that just kind of like working through all that and them kind of learning to mm-hmm. trust each other, because on the other hand, too, like she has to deal with like he's like this, you know, the crazy temper and mm-hmm. all of that that goes back to what she was trying to get rid of in the first place. So that's they both true. Have yeah. a lot of things to kind of
and
work
they're
through.
Both really stubborn and they're right. not, they don't communicate too well with each other. You know what I mean? It's like right. a lot of things could have been avoided between both of them if they, you know, just spoken up about everything that was going on or how they felt about the situation.
Right.
And they communication. Both just stayed, right?
Communication.
It's key.
It's so important. That's always the key to so many things. It's funny how people get, you know, just a lot of times can't say what they mean or mean what they say.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's what causes so much friction.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the big thing with DeLuca. You know, he finally got his apology from Karev, mm-hmm. and that's all he really wanted.
Yeah.
Was to be treated with mm-hmm. some respect and for him to take responsibility right. for what he did.
Because he was like, he apologized before, Karev apologized before, but it was like, it wasn't genuine.
Right.
It was just to kind of cover yourself, you know?
Right.
So that was that.
No, exactly. And I think that it also shows how Alex is progressing, but he was still kind of stunted in that because mm-hmm. he was still being a little bit stubborn. Well, I didn't think you were going to listen.
Right.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, you do it anyway because you're the grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that, especially in that situation,
you were wrong.
Right.
In that, so.
Yeah, so. But, I mean, we'll see how, like, you know, now he's back at work. And so, mm-hmm. we'll, you know, next episode, we'll see how kind of, like, if there's
that work dynamic goes with all three of them, actually.
Right. And I want to see how Minnick is going to kind of, like, play in that and how she's going to deal with Alex.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. How Alex is going to deal with her. He's going to come in like, what?
I know. Especially with all that drama going on, which was mm-hmm. another big story for the night, is, you know, she's still... feels like some sort of a threat to kind of the dynamic of the hospital. And I still don't like the way that it's all going down. Mm-hmm. I still feel like it could have been handled in such a different way if they had been open and communicated. Yeah. Bailey had kind of like communicated all of this in such a different way.
Yeah. Because it's like you said, it's just forced on everyone. Yeah. And then it's Richard. You know what I mean? He's been there for forever. Everyone has their personal relationship with him. So they are very loyal to him. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of come out of nowhere with someone that's going to take his job. And then you also want us to work well with this person. It's like, wait, time out. You know what I mean? Right. Like, who is she? Why is she here? And everything like that. And then they are, everyone, because some of them own the hospital. You know what I mean? So they all are in a position where I feel like they should have been told.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, up front and what's going on, been in the loop. So, yeah, they're just, the way they're handling it. But it's good for TV.
It's definitely good for TV.
It's good for the drama.
I mean, Meredith is, suspended, and now she's, for all we can tell, she's,
I think
we don't know how long this bunch is going to last, because now they have an interim chief of surgery.
Mm-hmm. Which is Kepner. How's that going to go? They finally got to the point where they like Kepner, you know what I mean? Because before it was like, no. And there was another time where she kind of seemed like she stabbed them in the back. It wasn't her decision, because before she was like, was it the residents or something? She was like ahead of them at one point. It was a few seasons ago. But that didn't sit too well with them. So I know this isn't either.
It'll be interesting to kind of see how that goes. I want to see Meredith kind of like pull her eye on the hospital. So what the, is going on? Let's figure this out.
Yeah, I think right now she's just being cool. It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
And she's going to pull her ranks on, I think.
Yeah. But Bailey is sticking to her guns. She doesn't want to hear it. This is what it is. You guys have to fall in line and deal with it. Mm-hmm. So, and then Minnick's reaction to it, I thought it was interesting too, where she's like, you got to stop, like you're making it worse. Mm-hmm. And I think both of them are just handling it all really badly.
Because she keeps saying like she has her way of doing things, and I guess then she feels like Bailey is overstepping, but wanting, calling the meeting, because she didn't want that either.
Right.
Like calling the meeting, like, don't do that. So it's like, I'm trying to do this my way. Mm-hmm. You just keep making this hard for me.
Yeah. And I think both of their ways are just like bad for business. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And a change is hard. People don't like it.
No.
So, and then like when it's forced on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially when it's forced.
It's no good. I don't know.
You don't like change or the person that's bringing the change, and then it just makes it all worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I see how can Gray be suspended when she owns part of the hospital. Exactly. That's what I want to see for the next episode, is how she's going to kind of pull that card. Because she's still an employee, so she still falls under the chief of the hospital. Right. So she still, I guess, has to kind of like follow those rules.
Regulations and everything.
So I wonder how that separation goes. So
it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that's going to work.
Yeah. Especially with most of the other owners on her side. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Maybe. It's like, how is this even happening? All of you guys own it. Like, how are you guys even letting this happen? You guys should have been pulled rank, but.
Right.
I don't know. It's politics, and I guess, we'll just have to see.
Right.
How they work it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, aside from all of that, we had a visitor this episode. We had Maggie's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, we meet Maggie's mom, who's adorable.
Yeah.
And so sweet and so nice. And Maggie is throwing a little temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little upset.
She's being a bit of a brat, yeah.
Her mom is kind of coming in and just kind of like taking over the hospital without her.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the big thing, is that she just wanted to be included and felt excluded, and she's just throwing fit.
And especially it's been a few seasons now that Maggie's character has been there. So she's adjusted, but it's still kind of, new to her, or like that's her thing. So like, if you come here, let me introduce you to everyone that's new in my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're,
Right.
Let me show you who I want to introduce you to and everything, Yeah,
yeah. Because she's got her biological father. She's got her biological sister.
Yeah.
She's kind of like settling into this. So maybe she wanted to be the one to like
Because that's what she kind of kept saying. Yeah. Like, you met Meredith without me. You met Richard without me. So, I think she just kind of wanted to be a part of that and a part of that introduction.
Yeah. And just threw a little temper tantrum because she wasn't. Which is I understand. I mean, it's funny because my mom is very similar. She's like has such a fun, yeah. outgoing personality, and my friends always liked her and mm-hmm. always wanted to kind of be around her. Yeah. And I used to kind of throw a little temper tantrums like that yeah. sometimes too. So,
what are you doing? Yeah, yeah, it's like, my mom too.
Stop it. Get yeah. out here. But I totally get it. But then, you know, on the other side of it, we learned a lot about Maggie's past with her parents.
Yeah.
So I remember when she found out her parents were getting a divorce, mm-hmm. and, you know, now we kind of, like, delve into that a little bit further tonight, where she's really still angry with right. her mom for leaving her dad.
Yeah, when she found out the first time, she wasn't happy about it at right. all. You know, it was, like, a blow to her.
Right.
And so, yeah, so then she brought that up to her mom. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you ruined our family and everything like that. And then the thing is, her kind of blowing up on her mom and not knowing what her mom is going through.
Right.
So
we find out that she's at the hospital. She set up a consultation with Jackson because mm-hmm. she wants to get some plastic surgery. She mm-hmm. wants to talk about it. She doesn't really say why or what she's thinking of getting. She doesn't really go into it, but she's going to sit with him and talk about it. And there's jokes and all that. Yeah. And, you know, Maggie's, of course, trying to talk her out of it, which I would do the same
yeah.
for my mom. And she's like, you don't need that, you know, whatever. So then when she's talking with him, we find out she has this sort of skin, like, looks like yeah. kind of like a rash, some yeah, discoloration.
Like a, mm-hmm, like a bruise or something.
Like a bruise yeah. or something, and she wants to know if he can take it away. And, you know, once he, you know, does some, looks into it, he finds out that it's actually breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty aggressive form, apparently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a real shock to her. Yeah. She's really, you know, she looks like really thrown and scared, which... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure getting yeah, that news for anyone would be. Yeah. And she wants Jackson to help her talk to Maggie about it. And then when, you know, Maggie kind of blows up, that yeah. kind of, like, goes away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I think her, I don't know, I feel like, you know, when you get to that age and, you know, I don't have children, so I mm-hmm. can't really, like, say, related. Like, kind of, like, yeah. how it goes. But, you know, at what point when you're a parent do you get to have your own life back? Because, true. Like, you know, Maggie's an adult. Yes. She's a grown mm-hmm. person. She has mm-hmm. her own life. She's a doctor. She's doing her own thing. Yeah. And, you know, her mom says, you know, I finally felt like I get to be the person I've always wanted to yeah. be now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if you don't like that.
Yeah.
But should she have to apologize for that?
She shouldn't have to apologize for that, you know. And then, yeah. but she said that. She's like, and I'm not going to apologize for it. Like, mm-hmm. if you don't like it, that's unfortunate. But I'm not going to apologize for it. And, like, I don't have kids either, but... It's true, though. You know what I mean? You spend your whole... Well, parents, mothers, they spend their majority of their lives taking care of their children.
Right.
Once they are grown and out of your hair, it's like, that is your time to kind of mm-hmm. do your thing again. Get back to either who you were or a new person.
Right.
You know, if you've evolved, you've changed, and you just want to become who you are. And that should be fine. But I think yeah. as children, we look at it like, no, you're my mom. You need to yeah. stay my mom. You stay the person I know. What are you doing? Right. Stepping out of the box or anything that I am not familiar with. What are you doing? Because now I feel like I don't know my mother. And right. then that's kind of how she was feeling. Like, I don't know you. And now maybe starting to feel a little distant from her. Mm-hmm. So it's like you kind of understand it coming from both sides.
Right.
But... You do kind of have to let go as a child.
And her mom says, you know, you haven't tried to. Mm-hmm. You haven't wanted to. Mm-hmm. You've been, you know, you haven't really tried to get to know this person that yeah. I am now. And it's interesting, the relationship that you kind of form with your parents as you get older. And, I mean, I do think that her mom was a little aggressive. Mm-hmm. And that is a big deal for, you know, I'm assuming for a child, especially yeah. having, like, an adoptive family versus a biological family and having to deal with all of that can't be easy. So wanting to be kind of like the lead in that, mm-hmm. I can see why she was upset.
Yeah, I can definitely see that too.
And where her mom just was really flighty about it. Like, she just probably didn't think she was, you know, bored at the mm-hmm. hospital, happened to meet yeah. everybody, and probably just didn't think it was that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And maybe wanted to kind of, like, ease the tension and thought she was kind of breaking the ice.
Yeah.
And
possibly. And just being motherly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Like, then when she goes to mm-hmm. Meredith's house and... She's like, oh, she cooked. She put the kids in.
She could move in.
Right? And Maggie is just there like, what?
Yeah, like, it's so like, upset. Yeah. It's so funny because I really think like I was such a brat too. I would have been like the same way.
I would have to.
Pot of lasagna sitting there eating all
mad. I'm not gonna lie. I would have been the same way.
Yeah, but Maggie was pretty harsh, and you know I'm sure she's gonna feel terrible like when she really like finds out what's happening.
Yeah,
when she
finds out. Yeah.
And poor Jackson, like sitting there, like, right? He's like,
okay. And now it's like he knows something about Maggie's mother that now he can't tell her, and then he'll have to face her and be at work with her.
Right.
And have to keep that until Maggie's mother is ready to tell her now. So that's going to be awkward for Jackson.
I know. You think he's going to do like what everyone else does and just kind of like let the cat out of the bag?
I don't think so, unless he's pushed, unless like something happens to where he just feels like he has to. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he may drop little things like you need to talk to your mom. Like he may do something like that. But initially, I don't think he'll just come right out the gate like telling her.
Well, what about the whole thing with Richard and Jackson's mom, who I cannot think of her name right now.
Same here.
What is her name? Somebody tell me.
Yes, tell us, please, because like I forgot. Mind. But
Catherine, sorry, right?
Yes, yes, Catherine, yes. Whoa, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, I know you're at work, and you like how Bailey and
Ben.
Been, have the, you know, church versus state. They have where they draw the line. Maybe Richard and Catherine should have that as well, because it's your marriage, though. You know, I feel like you should be on your husband's side, even though, and then you work here.
I mean, but should you?
I mean, her
argument with April was like, I have a job to do.
Yeah.
You have a job to do. Mm-hmm. Bailey has a job to do. Mm-hmm. He has a job to do. He can take care of himself. He doesn't need you to be fighting for him.
True in that sense. But I feel like maybe, once again, communication.
Right.
She should sit down and talk to him and tell him where she's coming from or how she feels about it if she doesn't agree. But not to let others know before you let your husband know that you're not on his side.
That's a common courtesy. Yeah. I don't think she necessarily has to automatically side with him, but if, especially in their dynamic,
Just have his back. Yeah. Even if you don't support, even if you support the other option, still in a way, still have his back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Let's look at it from a different side. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get it out in the open. Right. Here's why, and maybe they will now if he's forcing her to talk about it.
Right.
But then it kind of like leaves that. Yeah. Well, now is a little too late. Why didn't you do this before?
Now it's like, this is how you feel, and then it's like he'll find out. Like, oh, Bailey knew this is how you felt.
Yeah.
Kepner knew, so.
Yeah.
That might be a little harsh.
I know.
For him to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What's the right way to do it? What are the rules? What do you do?
I don't know.
And, you know, it's the same. It's like, you know, what is April going to do now? What if Avery gets mad because now she's taking over?
He's going to get mad. Yeah. I love how we go. Well, they do that too, like because they go between first name and last name.
Yeah.
So they were talking about DeLuca earlier, and they kept saying Andrew, and I'm like,
I totally forgot his first name was Andrew.
Me too. Like, and DeLuca sounds like a first name, so I'm just, who is Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Jackson's going to be mad at April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Catherine always oversteps. I see, like, somebody's saying on the chat that Catherine's overstepping. I think she always does. And I think always. That's kind of her thing, is, like, she always kind of has her hand in. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that Bailey would feel as empowered if Catherine hadn't stepped in so much. So, because I think at the beginning she was kind of going back and forth a little.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that, and we've talked about this before, I think that the goal of what they're trying to do, I understand it. It's all just in the way that they're doing it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like throwing elbows. Mm-hmm. Just like, I'm the boss, so I'm just going
to
say.
Like, everyone wants to puff out their chest and just,
yeah.
But like you said, also, like, Bailey just feeling a little more empowered when Catherine came on the scene. Because, you know, Catherine walks in like, I'm a dragon. Yeah. You need my help. You need my backup. Like, I'm here. And it made Bailey kind of, you know, get it together, like, wait, I'm a dragon too, you know what I mean?
Well, because, and Richard fought so hard, like, for Bailey, like he always has, and it's just always kind of has. Like,
kind of so crappy. This makes me, I don't know, look at Bailey a little sideways. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah,
but then on the other hand,
she's giving Alex another chance.
True
You know, which kind of shows a little bit of that weaker side too.
Yeah.
This like the, you know, kind
like
of
the
not necessarily
side.
Like,
yeah,
weaker, but softer
side.
Right. Right. And she genuinely knows he's a great doctor and is hoping that he
That's her baby. It's like she raising him, Meredith. Are they the only two left now?
That are from the that old original? School?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, those are her babies. She raised them. Those are her doctor babies.
Yeah.
You know, so I think she also feels some type of responsibility to still kind of take care of him in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the crazy barbed wire patient. Like, this woman was wrapped up in that stuff. That looked
awful. At one moment, I couldn't even, awful. I couldn't watch. I was.
Oh, my gosh. Especially when she was, like, wakes up and is, like, flailing around. Oh, my gosh. Awful. That's a hurt. It's like when you barely touch it. Can you imagine?
All over your body?
Ooh.
I'm still, like, thinking about it. It's making my skin crawl.
Nuts. And such a sad little story.
It was.
Like, you know, people get, you know, the world is scary. And it is. There's so many scary things happening all the time. And, you know, we find out that they secluded themselves in their home.
Just to kind of protect themselves. Because at first, when the neighbor was like, oh, she built the wall. I'm like, here we go with these walls.
Everybody wants to build a wall.
But then when they get more into her story, then it kind of makes sense. And like you said, it's sad and unfortunate. Like, they felt like they couldn't trust anyone. The barbed wire lady and her husband, they couldn't trust anyone. But then when the husband died, it was like she wanted to break free.
Yeah.
And
And I mean, she had, you know, unfortunately, she, you know, with the accident, she lost part of her leg, but she was able to be free. And she appreciated that. And she thanked the doctors for that. And, you know, it's, you know, it wasn't all sad. And I'm glad that it was that type of story and not something like
me
crazy.
Too. That, yeah, that they not weren't some, just like, crazy people. Yeah.
You know, conspiracy theorists and like all of that.
Because then I started to feel bad for her. Because then at first I was just like, well, oh well. But then once we found out the story, it's like, okay, I feel for this character now.
Yeah.
I feel for the lady.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what else is going on? Yeah. What else do we got? We have... I think we kind of like went through. Okay, so all in all, Joe gets on my nerves. Catherine is always interfering all the time. And Bailey does have a good relationship with the doctors. And I think that she's just, you know, throwing her weight around because she doesn't want to be undermined.
Right.
She doesn't want people to be insubordinate. And, you know, in her position, she kind of has to be.
And it did what she did because she knew. Like, let me just suspend Gray, because she knew that would shake everyone else up.
Yeah.
And kind of make them want to start to fall in line.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or they will even raise up even more. Either way. But it did send a message, like, we're not playing. You guys need to get in line.
Yeah. Oh, and then we've got Amelia. Right. Thank you, guys. I totally forgot about Amelia. Yeah. Only because she is another one, like, that annoys me with her story. And I know that there needs to be someone, and I saw in the chat roll earlier that there, you know, we want someone to really kind of like show support for Amelia, but I feel like it's so enough.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, there's tragedy, it's tragic, but there's so much tragedy that surrounds that hospital that you know, to be like in this cocoon of your, oh, woe is me, it just, it gets like annoying.
Yeah. I'm over.
You just married this person. This is what you decided to do. He's making an effort. He's trying to talk to you. Like, just say something or be done with it. Yeah. Don't leave him, like,
just
hanging there.
Like that. Poor Owen. They keep giving him the short end of the stick.
I'm so over that storyline. And I know I say this all the time. I'm so over that storyline, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, they need to be over with. I'm so done with Owen being everyone's whipping boy, too. Like, I want him to have, like, a happy story. Give that man a child, please.
And a good wife that will not leave him. This poor thing.
I know. It was just, I don't know. I hope, like, she comes out of Edward's apartment, gets it together, and they're just doing that because she's pregnant in real life. And she'll have the baby and come back and be normal and apologize, and all will be well, and they'll live happily ever after and figure it out. That's not going to happen, but
hopefully, maybe. But it's crazy. I know. So.
I don't know. I think she was kind of like.
So he would be a wonderful father.
She would.
Yeah.
I mean, he would, and I think, Amelia. I was starting to like her. Like, she was starting to find her groove and getting really excited about what she was doing at work and teaching and all of that. And then she had to ruin it. I mean, a crybaby. Sorry.
Trying to see.
I don't know. Well, let's talk about predictions. What do we think is going to happen next week?
Okay. And I feel like everyone's going to hate me. I am still here. Listen, I want Meredith and Karev to get together at some point in time.
No.
I know. It's me. I'm by myself with that. But I don't care.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't work for me. But once I did date, like, we were best friends for, like, 6 years. And mm-hmm. I feel like it just really didn't work because he was, like, he was a whore. But if he wasn't, I feel like, because once you really get to know that person, I was like trying to beat around it, but no. So sometimes I think it can work. I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just looking for another people because it didn't work for me. But for other things, I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Maggie and her mother, because of course they're going to have to, you know, bring her back and finish that.
Right.
To see where that goes. I think she's going to, you know, she's going to definitely go into overdrive when she finds out, like, trying to get the, you know, get her back to Seattle, mm-hmm. get all the best, you know, get everyone involved. Sure. Yeah. To kind of help her with that, to get over that. I do see something going on with DeLuca and Joe.
Okay.
So I don't know what exactly. Maybe they'll just become really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But something's going to happen there. Because I feel like she's going to start to lean on him.
Yeah.
For support.
Right. Mm-hmm. For sure. So this whole, okay, I'm reading you guys, your comments and stuff. I want Riggs to get a real storyline too. I'm all about that. I love seeing him this episode. I just think he's adorable. I just want to see more of him for sure. And yes, Catherine, I believe it was her idea to hire Minnick because she said that Weber was a little outdated and, mm-hmm. and a lot of the other teaching hospitals were beating them in the ranks.
Yeah.
And so she's thinking of the bigger picture. And so it just kind of like comes down from that. So yeah. I'm interested to see in the coming episodes when they do have their talk, if she brings that up and just, mm-hmm. I mean, seems to be such a straightforward person that if she just gives them the facts, like, well, yeah. this is where we are in the ranks of all these other hospitals. We need to be number one. We're not. Mm-hmm. We've fallen behind.
Right. We used to be.
This is why.
They used to be, so yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But April being the one taking over is absurd, I feel. And it goes back to even before when they gave her a lot more responsibility before, mm-hmm. and I feel like she's good, but she just, I don't feel like she's that person to do that.
She's not.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
She can't. I'm not going to say she can't handle the pressure, but I don't think she can handle the leadership.
Right.
Yeah.
No, Meredith and Alex are not the end game. I'm sorry, you guys. No.
Yep. See, I'm not alone.
No, I refuse. Bring that other hot doctor back. Where'd that other guy go?
We don't need him.
Was he like the army doctor? Who was he?
Yeah, I think he was like another
army doctor. He was a hot guy.
He was a hottie. We don't need him. Hotties get you in trouble.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure there's going to be lots of shenanigans next week. A lot of fighting, a lot mm-hmm. of heated discussions. Or we'll see if anybody really says anything other than it's my way or no way.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get some real type of communication coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if maybe the kids make an appearance.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see a kid.
We haven't seen the kids in a while.
No. Even Meredith got kicked out of work. It's still no kids.
Right? So, like, you're just in the house with your friends. Where are your children, Meredith?
So, I don't know. And then I definitely want to get, again, as we've talked about, get in with the I own the hospital. I don't like this whole mm-hmm. thing. So we'll see. I don't know. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Please make sure to go to YouTube and iTunes, mm-hmm. rate, comment on the show. We love to hear what you guys have to think about storylines and predictions and all of that good stuff. Make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV, and you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff at Kelly with an IE 079.
And you can follow me, Instagram, and Twitter, Lanisha_33.
Yes. Alex, no. Yes, he needs a non-crazy girlfriend. I agree. See you guys next week.
See?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.